Hey, I don't have a fancy intro or anything spectacular. So this is what you get. Welcome to season four of Odd Tales. Good morning, niggas. Today is February 8th, Tuesday. It's still hell week, so I'm back on this bitch to record how I'm feeling today. Again, disclaimer, the clicking is me working because once again, I woke up this morning and checked my account and realized I am not a millionaire yet. So I have to work, unfortunately. So if the clicking is super annoying, just don't even listen to the episode. I mean, it is what it is. Anyways, hope you had a great weekend. My weekend sucked ass. I was gonna record yesterday, but I couldn't get it together. So, if you don't know what's happening, season four, I am discussing. I am no discussing. Anyways, I am recording my journey through PMDD. If you listen to the previous episode, I kind of talk about what PMDD is. And I'm gonna stick to this recording during PMDD because last time it actually did kind of help. But so Sunday, I felt great. No, was it Sunday? Yes, I think it was Sunday. I felt great. In with PMDD, you will have like one or two good days, and then you crash, and then everything goes to hell. So that's what's happening to me. Sunday, I had a great day. Yesterday, I was just full of rage and anger. I hated everybody. Today, it's still the same. I hate everybody. But it's more of a frustration thing today. I'm just tired. I'm frustrated. I'm tired. I hate everybody. I hate everything. I hate myself. Sunday night, I found out Darian has COVID, and everybody in the house is slowly getting sick. So I'm upset and frustrated about that because honestly, oh shit, I think I got carried the wrong shit. Sorry, looking at the meds, but I did it. I remember. So Darian started feeling horrible Saturday. He was crying, complaining about his head hurting and his leg hurting really bad. And he had a fever. It went up to 101.9, but it was all over. I was able to break the fever. That's pretty much, well, since Sunday night, I've pretty much just been up trying to make sure that Darian is okay. He's getting his meds, at night. That's when the fever really kicks in. So I've just been trying to stay on top of that. And then that was Saturday. Then Sunday, I got him tested. Come to find out he has COVID. I tested myself and I tested Braylon. And it said we didn't have it, but I feel like we tested too early because as the days passed, we started to feel worse. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice today, but I really don't feel that great. Braylon said he feels worse today, and then you can hear it in Caden's voice. The only difference is me and Braylon were vaccinated. We didn't get the booster yet, but because we're not due for the booster, but we're vaccinated. Huh? No. Caden's obviously not vaccinated because his age group was not approved. And then Darian, at the time, his age group wasn't approved either. So he never got it. And then also he had got a bunch of other vaccines, so we had to wait anyways. But by the time his age group got approved, go eat your breakfast, please. Okay. By the time his age group got approved, honestly, I just forgot. Like life happened, and it just didn't cross my mind. But I did say, which sucks is because last week I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna go ahead and get Darian signed up to get the vaccine, and then this should happen. So I'm low key mad at myself for not taking him to get the vaccine sooner. But I went in there this morning and he said he was feeling a lot better. So hopefully that's kind of like the end. And hopefully me, Braylon, and Kate don't get hit too hard with it. But that's where we're at. Hate everything about this shit. It's just so much, y'all. I just. Don't even think I'm gonna give y'all a full episode a day because I just don't understand. Like, I'm on all these different fucking medications, but yeah, I still have to suffer with this dumbass shit every month. And sometimes I get a period twice a month. So sometimes I'm suffering from Hell Week twice in a month. And like I said, it's so fucking tiring because well, you have Hell Week and then you have your period. Hell Week usually ends, like, for me, like maybe like the third day of my period. So, but by that time, I'm just so drained from the week before that I don't want to do shit. And then, so I have my period, I have to suffer through that. And then after that is recovery time. And then, honestly, I probably have like maybe a week to a week and a half of just happiness and nothing bothering me. And it sucks. Like, it's very tiring. I think I told y'all last time, I have nightmares every night. I sweat in my sleep now. Be doing things in my sleep that I don't even know I'm doing. The only reason I find out is because my boyfriend would tell me at the time. Like, oh, he'll tell me the next day. Like, I have to ask, like, did I do anything weird? And he's always asking, like, was you awake or was you asleep when I got into bed? And I'm like, I was asleep. He's like, oh, well, you looked right at me or I did something weird. Before I moved into my house, I was on Tramadol, I think. I can't remember. I was on something to help me sleep before because, like I said, I couldn't sleep. And that used to give me a lot of nightmares, but I used to sleepwalk on that. So don't know if I just can't take sleeping pills or what, but. And that's another reason why I'd be so goddamn tired the next day. Because, yeah. That's why I'd be so, I was gonna say, that's why I'm so tired today. Because I've been, I was tired today because I keep waking up to check on Darian. But no, I'm tired every day because of this fuck shit. Like, do you know how exhausting and draining it is to have a fucking nightmare? And it's not even like a different nightmare every night, it's the same shit. Like, can you guys see why I'm so frustrated? I just don't even know what to do anymore, honestly. I said this before, and don't take this the wrong way. Don't call mental health on me or nothing like that. But I truly understand why people unalive themselves. Like, I get it. This shit is tiring. This shit is draining. Like, who the fuck wants to live like this? Who wants to live with a fucking fucked up condition every month? Like, how do you, I don't understand how people sustain relationships and just life, period. Like, And I think that's why I'm so fucking frustrated about this whole COVID shit, because if anybody knows me, y'all know I don't like leaving my house because I don't like, interacting with people. I just don't like being around people. Anxiety kicks in and there's like so many factors and shit. PTSD kicks in. Like there's a lot of shit that kicks in. So I really tried my best not to go anywhere. And then especially with the pandemic, I was like, oh hell no, I'm not gonna risk that shit. But then my kid ends up getting sick from fucking school. Them nasty ass kids in there. Or I don't even know if it was the fuck. Well, it was probably kids. I was gonna say, I don't even know if it was the kids. Could have been an adult. But the point is, these niggas need to fucking let these kids go back virtual. And then I didn't even tell y'all the fuck shit. If y'all follow me on Facebook, you already seen that. But I had called the schools yesterday because, COVID. So when you call the school, they transfer you to the nurse. I guess they gotta do like, I guess they gotta do like a data shit. Because I called, if you're wondering what that noise is, I'm making bacon. Because I called Darien School first, I think. And I was like, hi, this is, such and such. I'm calling because my son has COVID and he's not going to be able to come in, obviously, for the rest of the week. So she's like, hold on. And she transmitted over to the nurse. And the nurse took the information down. Like, she's asking me questions. When did he test positive? And then blah, blah, blah. And I did this for both schools, and they did the same. I had talked to both nurses. Before we hung up, I was like, is there anything they need to do as far as school? Like, what's going to happen? Because I don't want this to affect their grade or anything like that. She's like, oh, they just need to log in and complete the assignments. It was like their teachers will reach out to them more than likely. She's like, because when we put in the absence, we're gonna put in that they're not here due to COVID. And I was like, oh, okay, but y'all, why the fuck did Darian's teacher email me talking about some goddamn test and assignment he had to do today? And then he wanted me to go to the fucking school and get some student workbook packet. I was like, the fuck? I was like, we all have COVID. Remind you, I'm assuming we're all just gonna get the shit. Darian has it. We're all in the same fucking house. We're all getting worse each day. So I'm just saying we all have it, right? So I'm like, we all have COVID, so I can't come up there to the school to get his shit. Obviously, I didn't say that, but just imagine I'm saying this like more professional. But I'm like, unfortunately, Darian was hit the hardest with COVID, so. Like, I don't know what you ex are expecting from him. Like, I just couldn't believe the audacity of this nigga to be like, I hope you guys feel better, but make sure Darren gets this shit completed today. Like, no, you can kiss my whole ass. Like, I went in there. So I went in there and I told Darren. Obviously, I went in the checking room, see if you need anything. He was like, no, I'm feeling better. He asked if he can play. And I was like, yeah, but just a heads up, I'm not forcing you to do it now. But if you're up to it, your teacher said you have a test and some assignment. I said he emailed you. You can go on the computer and look at it if you want and complete the assignment. But once again, you don't have to do the shit if you don't feel good. He went on there and did the shit anyways because my children are so paranoid about not doing good in school. And it just sucks. Like, my babies are sick. They shouldn't have to worry about some funky ass assignment. Like, if y'all would have seen Darian, like, he could barely get out of the fucking bed, and y'all talking about y'all want him to do some assignment, I would kiss my ass. Like, I'm not, no. So, Braylon got on yesterday too and did some assignments. So, I just feel like it's gonna be a whole shit, and I'm gonna have to go up there and show my ass if they give them some fucked up grades. And I just don't feel like dealing with it, but I mean, I'll do it because I don't give a fuck. Like I said, my babies are more important than those goddamn assignments. I even thought about going on there and taking the test my damn self, but listen, I don't know shit, okay? I don't remember none of that shit. They do everything differently. I remember Darian needed help with some math shit, and the way that they did it versus the way I do it was completely different. It was very confusing for him. So whatever. But again, I just don't understand why they won't let these kids go back virtual. They just need to shut this whole shit down again, because everybody's fucking getting sick and nobody wants to fucking listen, because everybody and their mama is out with no fucking mask. No one is 6 feet apart. Everybody's on your face, breathing down your fucking neck, just being fucking gross. Like, and I'm cussing a lot because I told y'all from the beginning, today is a very frustrating day, and I feel like I'm still very upset from yesterday. So this is rage slash frustration slash whatever. So I apologize in advance if I talk to anybody and I say something that offends you. I'm sorry. But yeah, fuck them niggas and everybody else that just walk around here and fucking don't wear a mask. They don't comply to CDC or CDB. CDC shit. Like, they just out here doing whatever the fuck they want to do. And that's why we'll never get rid of this fucking virus. I hate everybody. Not really, but I definitely hate everybody. Today, this week, shit. But before I went on this whole rant, let me try to go back to what I was talking about earlier. Oh, suicide. I think. One thing I understand, I know it's wrong. I know it hurts a lot of people. I know that's not the answer, but I get it. 1,000% get it. I understand. Because again, this ain't it. This is not it, y'all. Anyways, I really don't have nothing else. This is just the mood swings, I guess, of Audrey. I don't even know what the fuck to call him. Like, I can't even give y'all like the advice for the week because I really don't have nothing for y'all, because I can't, like, there's nothing positive I can think of right now. I mean, the only thing I'm gonna say is wear your fucking mask, stop being an idiot, and just do the right thing so we can get over this fuck shit. And honestly, I don't even think we're ever gonna get rid of this fuck shit. Why? Because people are stupid. That's always gonna be my answer. It's like, I feel like these motherfuckers just like chaos or some shit. Again, I do apologize. This is a very angry, a very angry episode. But I mean, y'all niggas knew what the fuck y'all getting into when I told y'all last time. Like, this is PMDD. Some days I'm, well, not some days, maybe 2 days. I'm happy and silly and goofy and all that shit, and then the rest of the week is just hell. I hate, like I said, I hate everybody. Everybody on my nerves. And there's so much more shit that happened yesterday, but I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna keep it to myself, but just know a lot of fuck shit happened yesterday and continues to happen. And I'm just very upset because I said this last time and we'll just keep saying it. Why the fuck is this my life? What? Okay. I just need somebody to please just explain to me, why is this my life? I try to sit back and try to like really think about like what the fuck did I do to deserve this shit? And I can't figure this shit out. I can't figure out none of this shit. It's advice for the week, I guess. Put on your fucking mask. Do the right thing. If you've been exposed, stay home. The CDC changed the shit to only staying home for 5 fucking days. It sucks ass. It really does. Because yesterday, I completely forgot we were under quarantine and I was like making a list about to go to the store and shit. But they have made everything so much easier for you. You can order groceries online. You can order food and shit like that. It's more expensive, yes, but it's better than going out here and exposing everybody to the shit. So do what the fuck you gotta do. If you're exposed, please stay the fuck home. If you have COVID, stay the fuck home. If you think you have COVID and you don't really have COVID, stay the fuck home. If you just have a fucking cough, stay the fuck home. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Like, are you understanding like the main point here? Stay the fuck home, okay? Wear a fucking mask. Stay 6 feet apart. Like, it's not that fucking hard. That's the advice for the week. I guess I'm gonna try to hit y'all with a what if, but I really don't even. Only thing I got is what if niggas fucking listen to the CDC guidance, guidelines, or wherever the fuck. I'm laughing, but I'm very frustrated. I'm very tired. I'm very just everything you can think of. I'm that today. I just want to run away. I wish there was a way I could like put myself in a coma for a whole week. Anyways, you gotta take it easy. I guess I'll catch y'all whenever the fuck I decide to make another episode. I still have forever until. Actually, no, I don't. So hopefully by this weekend I'll be done with Hell Week. So, yeah, I don't know. Y'all have a great week, man. Stay safe. Wear a fucking mask. If you're exposed to COVID, stay your ass at home. Okay, bye.